A study in the UK has revealed that growing amounts of parents and doctors are convinced that their children and patients are allergic to cow's milk, despite no increase according to official statistics. Many in the industry are now pointing the finger at the £50 billion baby formula industry as a cause, based on the power that they could wield in the health sector. Victor Petrovich asked Adjunct Associate Professor in Nursing and Midwifery at Western Sydney University, Dr. Carlene Gribble, why increasing amounts of British parents think that their children are allergic to cow's milk.
Well, the BMJ identified that there's an issue with the development of guidelines for the diagnosis and treatment of cow's milk allergy, in that the infant formula industry has been very involved in that process. And so developed guidelines that mean that virtually any baby could be diagnosed as having cow's milk allergy.
So the companies developing baby formula have input into the guidelines around what a milk allergy is?
Yeah, that's right. So what they found is that there were two ways of influence, really. So some of the development of the guidelines themselves had been funded by infant formula manufacturers. But the other issue was that many of the specialists and researchers who'd been involved in developing the guidelines were also people who had received research funds and other support from the manufacturers.
So what did the changes to the guidelines mean for babies and parents?
The issue with the guidelines is that they're very non-specific in terms of what might indicate that a baby has a cow's milk allergy. Really, you can only diagnose cow's milk allergy through a trial. So the guidelines provide a whole heap of symptoms, which are actually symptoms that could be quite normal. In fact, there's nothing wrong with the baby at all. So things like being irritable, things like not necessarily sleeping through the night, normal infant behaviour has been pathologised in some of these guidelines, and that results in parents thinking that their baby does have a problem, and in fact doctors thinking that the baby has a problem, and so suggesting that cow's milk allergy infant formula might be a solution.
And why would these companies want to achieve that outcome?
For these companies, sales of their product is their main goal, and we know from decades of experience that these companies often don't have the health of the population at the forefront, and so they have been involved in quite nefarious marketing practices. So I think there's no question about the motivation of companies. It's about making money.
Do you think this problem could apply to Australian babies and parents as well?
Yeah, this problem absolutely applies here. Some of our leading professional organisations also are very involved with the infant formula industry. We also have the issue where normal infant behaviour is being pathologised and where infant formula manufacturers are marketing their products as providing a solution to that normal infant behaviour. It's really very damaging in terms of parents' confidence in their ability to care for their baby and to know that their baby is actually healthy and well, but also in terms of the child's health. Because if parents use infant formula in preference to breastfeeding, that has a negative impact on the child's short and long-term health and development, and also on the mother. So it's something that we want to avoid where at all possible, and we need our governments to actually prevent this commercial influence over health.
And why do you think parents are so susceptible to this form of marketing?
Parents are susceptible because they love their babies. They're also susceptible because it's really hard to look after a baby. They're often not predictable. It's difficult sometimes to work out what is going on with them. And we're often told that if you're parenting well, you should know what's happening with your baby, that they should be quiet babies who sleep well and who behave in a particular way. And babies just don't do that very often. They're often quite a mystery. So any company that's promoting a product that promises that it will give parents more sleep or that it will mean that their baby is happier or that they don't feed as frequently, they're going to want to try that product just because they've been promised something that they really want. But their baby doesn't have a problem usually. It's actually just that their baby's being a baby, because this is what babies do.
Adjunct Associate Professor in Nursing and Midwifery at Western Sydney University, Dr. Carlene Gribble, ending that report by Victor Petrovich.